Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Christmas night travel was briefly interrupted at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport as police say what appears to have started as a family argument escalated into gunfire. ABC's Jim Ryan has details.
Investigators have not determined what started the fight, but they stress that it all happened in a food court outside of the secured area in Terminal 4. In other words, no weapons slipped through the TSA checkpoint. Four of the five people involved in the armed family fight were hospitalized, one woman in critical condition.
Weather could have an impact on post-Christmas travel as heavy rain from Washington State to Northern California is expected. Further inland, up to 3 feet of snow is possible. The Ohio Corrections Department says a corrections officer was killed in a Christmas Day assault by an inmate at Ross Correctional Institution south of Columbus. And it's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan for the victims of Wednesday's air crash. 29 people survived with injuries. This is ABC News. Bird flu worries are forcing a recall of some pet food, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
An Oregon house cat died after eating pet food that tested positive for bird flu, says the state veterinarian. It's led to a voluntary recall of the 2-pound package of feline turkey recipe raw frozen pet food. It's sold nationwide and in Canada's British Columbia, made by Northwest Naturals, based in Portland, Oregon. The state veterinarian says the cat was strictly an indoor cat and it was not exposed to the virus in its environment, plus genome sequence testing confirmed the virus was in the pet food.
Some history in the first NFL game streamed on Netflix. The Ravens and Texans game saw Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson pass Michael Vick for the most career rushing yards ever by a quarterback as the Ravens beat the Texans 31-2. The highlight for the home team, Houston native Beyonce performing at halftime. Earlier, the Chiefs topped the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-10. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
A look at weather is coming up in a moment from WRCO on this Thursday morning, December 26th. It is 4 minutes after 7.
Merry Christmas to you and yours from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Deli and Catering, and the Richland County Telephone Directory. The Ansett family's Christmas wish is that you experience the gift of faith, the blessing of hope, and the peace of God's love at Christmas and always. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Richland County Telephone Directory and Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Deli and Catering of Richland Center. Thanking you for your support and friendship this year.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end of the year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high of 39 today with areas of drizzle for tonight. Fog with drizzle and occasional light rain. Temperatures in the middle 30s. Friday overcast, foggy and warmer. Light rain, steadier by the afternoon and 44. In fact, there's rain in the forecast for a lot of days. Friday night, low of 38 with rain. And Saturday, 44 with a little bit of light rain in the morning. Maybe a few breaks of sunshine Sunday. A dry day by Sunday and 43. Our entire area under some sort of an advisory, winter weather advisory in Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties until noon, a dense fog advisory until 9 this morning in Grant and Iowa counties. We've had several calls saying how slippery it is out there this morning, and even here on Highway 14 by the radio station. You know, if it's slippery on Highway 14, there's going to be some really bad ones out there because 14's a lot heavier traveled. But we've heard reports of that, some low visibility in some areas. And even my old friend Rick Berkhammer, he's skating to the barn on his silver skates this morning. So a lot of folks saying they haven't seen it this slippery in quite some time. So be aware. Take care. Don't let it catch you and be winding up in the ditch as you take back your new school pants that didn't fit today or whatever the case might be. Be careful.
Why'd you throw them stones?
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on WRCO. That was a bit of a low-key Christmas for June and I, but again, we're going to be celebrating next few days. I can think that's kind of the advantage when the holiday falls midweek. You can kind of stagger that toward the weekend as well when everybody can be there. So we're going to be doing that. Did catch a couple of movies. We did watch, and it's our tradition, It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve. We watched that. And yes, I still get a little teary eye there at the end when they're singing Auld Lang Syne. I don't know, can't help it after I've seen it the 45th time or whatever it is. But great movie there, that's for sure. Then I talked to some people and it's like, what? I've never seen that movie before. What? Oh, well. Here's Eli Youngman.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. It's slowing down as I cross the hill. I tally it up.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
There's something in water around here. It's more than just boats and beers. It's new friends, old songs, sunsets, sing-alongs, and problems that disappear. And it don't matter where you're from or who you know, just pull up slow. You wanna tie up, put your feet in water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter, tie up. Up again, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie up. cocktail cove. Just laughing and lying and sunburned, frying the good times in stereo. Get a tube full of crickets and some boiled peanuts. Catch an AM buzz and tie it up. Put your feet in the water, pop a cold top. Just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker. It don't matter. Tie it up. Cozy up again. Put a little sun on that farmer's tent. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup.
Zach Brown Band on WRCO and Tie Up, 7:18 the time. You need to put your yak tracks on today. I have some. I have a pair that I slip on my little shoesies and so I can get around. Right. Lots of stuff out there. Lots of reports of slippery travel. So, yeah, don't be one that I one time many years ago, we lived in Little Willow. My old S10 Chevy pickup, which was a back wheel drive with barn lime in the back, but got stopped going up one of the little knolls there and couldn't get going, and then it just kind of slid sideways into the ditch and couldn't get out. So then I had to walk back to the house, you know, days before the cell phone, and part of the way, and when I crossed the road in Little Willow, I had my slippery church shoes on. I went on my hands and knees. That's how slippery it was. So don't wind up on your hands and knees crawling across the road. That's not safe. We'll see what's going on. We'll see if we can locate old Hank Bray. NORAD tracker, they don't track Santa Claus anymore, but now we're tracking Henry Bray's whereabouts, and we'll see what we can find out next.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your
your family always comes first.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our diabetes education and care team.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello, everybody. Yes, Phil Nee with you in the studio. Hank Bray is out and about. Hank, where are you at? Where are you at right now?
Well, I'm above Richland Center checking the roadways, buddy.
You must be slip sliding away.
Slip sliding away in the WRCO helicopter, live traffic helicopter.
Oh, I don't.
Watch out. Get out of the way. Well, Winston's trying to drive.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. How are you doing, young man?
Good, good. Was Santa Claus good to you?
You know what? The best present I got was the luncheon meat. And you know what? It just seems to keep giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
thanks a lot, Phil.
That was your bonus, and you know I couldn't afford spam, the regular version of that. So I bought lunch and loaf. It's called brand.
Yeah, next year can we get the spam though? I mean, please.
Depends on what kind of year we have.
Well, whatever the difference is, you can take it out of my check.
Okay. I also bought you some pork rinds too.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat anything right now. The lunch and loaf's doing its job.
Oh, it is? Okay. So I'll bet it is. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, and this thing expired like in 2021. What's up with that?
Oh, that's why I got it cheap. Okay.
You got it? Did you drop it on the floor for the dented can, or did I come that way?
No, it was like that. Yeah, it was.
Everybody's wondering about your night off. Did you deserve another one?
Well,
I should get a report card from June.
It was pretty calm. I don't think we got an argument all day. But, of course, the Bears play tonight, so we took a day off yesterday. I did play John Denver earlier this morning just to contribute to the love bank.
I heard that. Well, so does that count?
Well, gets her in a better mood, perhaps. So, but, you know, then, of course, next week is Packer Bear week.
Right, yeah. Well, it's not going to be pretty, though, is it? I hope the Bears win tonight, though.
Well, you know, I really don't care. I mean, if they do, that's
we
fine.
We care, Phil.
We do?
We care, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the Bears got to have something. I mean, but you know what? The good thing is, I mean, the Bear fans can keep their new game gear if they want to.
Oh,
they won't have to buy any next year. But
right, right. Yeah, it's to my benefit. It's my benefit if they win tonight because
without question.
June's in a good mood. And
you know what? I don't understand why she's not in a good mood married to you.
Well, I know. Exactly.
Well, never mind. I know. But anyway. Hey, so, you know, Henry's got a pet peeve about these NFL games being on Netflix only or FUBU only.
You're preaching to the choir.
That drives me nuts, because all these fans, because I took my kids to the ball game, tickets are around $250 a piece, okay? Then they add this you know, the time they're done, they're over $400 a piece. Do you see what I'm saying? And now you expect fans to go do this, and then, you know, on Christmas Day you're going to have it on a Netflix? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. That just irks me. Yeah. I mean, absolutely irks me.
Yep, they got to make more money. And the thing of it is, people think that, oh, yeah, we're saving money by streaming, but if you get this app and this app and this app, you're spending
you're
more money.
You're not saving anything.
Yeah, you're not saving anything. You're spending more than you were if you had basic cable or a satellite dish.
But why would the NFL do that to the people that made them? You know, that's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
And having these games overseas, that's fine. But you know what? It's just, to me, it's just not right and it's not fair.
Well,
that's how I look at it.
Right. Well, like I say, when it happens to the Packers, we've always got it free here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, the Bears, I think the Bears game tonight, I believe that's on network TV, but I know the NFL network.
Isn't it Prime? I mean, tonight's
well,
Prime.
Well, that, you know, I really don't know about that.
Usually Thursday night's Prime time is on Prime TV, which, again, is just, it's wrong. Because, you know, a lot of people don't have Prime.
No.
But your biggest fans are people like you and I who are not going to buy Netflix and FUBU and mm-hmm. Prime. And I mean, it's just dumb.
It's the thing of the present, that's for sure. And, you know, and then looking ahead toward the Brewers, too, there's been controversy about that because I think I don't know if it's this next year or the year after, but they're going to be all streamed.
See, and that's just wrong. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yep.
let's forget about the little people that made us.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of people should
be able to get it over the air or, you know, it's not worth watching. That's my thing.
Nope, without question.
For fun.
So everybody forgets about the little buddy,
yep,
the little guy.
That's right.
But I haven't forgot about you.
We can't forget about you either, Hank. Nope.
So, you know.
How are the folks in Pea Ridge?
The folks in Pea Ridge are really good. Had a great Christmas. I saw some family members I haven't seen in a while. And my mom is doing excellent.
Good.
So that's a huge, huge burden off the shoulders of us. But you know, and my dad's doing well, and my brothers, and we're just going to move on. So
you didn't get any fights with the brothers, did you?
No, they'd kill me, Phil.
Oh.
They'd kill me. So,
oh my goodness.
But I love going down to see my family, and you know, and that's what it's about.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
I'm very blessed to have a family. I am, and very blessed to have the. You know, the opportunity to go see my family. So, and we had a great lunch and loaf for dinner yesterday.
Lunch and loaf. Okay. Well,
everybody's sick, and
I'm glad I gave it to you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah,
so,
not a virus, but the lunch and loaf. So
yeah, well, whatever. I don't even know if it's virus. So, but anyway, I was in this and. And did you have a good Christmas?
We had a great Christmas, absolutely. And I got some clothes. I had four articles of clothing. Three of them fit. You know, the other one, I think it was mistagged. Because it looked like shrink wrap on me when I put my shirt on. I'm like, what?
Oh, you know what? And, my Speedos are there if you want to try them on together.
No. It said it was my size, but I put it on. It was like, oh, man. And I think it was supposed to have a slimming effect, but it didn't. So.
Oh yeah, well, any you know, the bigger clothes you are, the more slimming effect you have. I'm in a 6X right now.
6X,
I look good.
I didn't know they made those, but yeah, good for you.
Yeah, finally fitting that. You know, people go, you need to get in shape, and I said, well, round is a shape today.
Well, Hank, we're gonna cut you off here. Looks like we've got an important phone call on the other line here. So, but I appreciate you.
Calling.
Well, it looks like we've got a emergency management thing actually to check in with.
Oh,
here,
I'll let you go, my man.
Something
I hope
serious.
Everybody stays safe. And you know, it's 48 degrees here, and I'm heading home. So
sounds good.
You're not
fogged in at the Pea Ridge Airport today, then?
It is a little foggy, but not bad. It's just a little mist, but something that we can handle, and we're heading home.
So. All right. Sounds good. Safe travels, buddy. My friend.
You bet. Be kind.
We'll see you. There's Hank Bray joining us on the Roundup today from WRCO. Yeah, we seriously do have a report. Looks like Mike Jessen from Richland County Emergency Management is on the line with us. Mike, what can you tell us about this morning?
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Just want to call and kind of give a safety message here. So overnight, we experienced with the snow melting as well as the moisture in the atmosphere, we've had some freezing rain and freezing fog. That's caused some ice accumulation on many roadways. We have anywhere between about 3/8, half inch of ice. Some areas are closer to a bit of a quarter, closer to a quarter of an inch of ice on the roadways. So if you are not out and about already, please avoid it for a couple of hours. Richland County Highway Department is out doing some amazing work, as well as some local town patrolmen. But we've got reports of multiple accidents and vehicles off the roadways this morning. So if you're able to stay home for a couple hours and let the salt do its thing, please do that. But if you are out on the roads, take it slower than you think. You're not able to see the ice. You can't differentiate it from the road being wet. So please slow down and be careful and give us a couple of hours to get things squared up.
Yeah, I think people kind of got caught off guard a little bit today because they're thinking, oh, you know, it's warming up or whatever, and the roads are just wet. But that's what I've been hearing. People, there are a lot of stretches where it's very treacherous this morning, Mike.
Absolutely. So we've already had quite a few runoffs and in a couple of accidents. So please take your time, slow down. We don't want to end the holiday season here in a ditch or in an accident. So we're being dispatched some more as we speak, but just wanted to call and share the message, Phil.
Sounds good. I think it's fortunate we don't have school in the area too, isn't it?
That's a good thing for today.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate you.
Mike Jessen joining us live from Emergency Management. Again, if you have to drive, do so very carefully. And if you can wait this morning before you get out and about, I think that would be a good idea. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, your trusted partner for all things auto body repair. We provide exceptional service and quality repairs, ensuring your vehicle gets the care it deserves. Our free loaners keep you on the move, so you're never inconvenienced. With a strong reputation for excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the name you can rely on. Visit us today and experience top-notch service. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
The Big Snowball Dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florists at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
Are you looking to stock up for your New Year's party? The Richland Locker has you covered. Sizzle up New York strips, just $9.98 a pound. Make it a seafood fest. Jumbo raw shrimp, 2-4 per pound, $16.98. Cooked shrimp, 31-40 count, just $8.99 per pound. Craving something special? Lobster tail, summer sausage, and snack sticks. Don't forget the drinks, champagne, wines, beers, and bourbon to keep your celebration going. Head to the Richland Locker and make this New Year's one to remember.
This Christmas, Mark's Auto Body and Mechanical is celebrating their amazing customers. They hope this season brings joy and that 2025 is filled with exciting opportunities for all.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
7:35, this day in history, December 26th of 1944, Tennessee Williams' play The Glass Menagerie was first performed publicly in Chicago. 1973, the film The Exorcist made its premiere nationwide. And in 1991, the USSR was formally dissolved through a declaration by the Supreme Soviet. Those notes from this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Hannah DeVries from St. Mary School, to Bob Carey from Blue River United Methodist Church, Sally Larson, happy birthday from Park Street Christian Church, Kara Jones from Jay and Linda, happy birthday, Ted Greenheck, love Nancy from Dealer and Emma, and have a great day today. Larry Luxton, all the best from Matt, Lacey, and Oakley. Happy birthday from Kara Jones, to Mike Schwartz and Allison Kratzenberg from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Paul Turgeson, happy birthday, Paul, from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Also, we have word that it is Kim Sapek's birthday. Happy birthday from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Also from the Bloom City Town Crier. Wishing Kim the best. Also, it's Brady Ewing's birthday today. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier. And also today from the RC Lions. We salute Arthur Turner, Larry Luxton, and Doug Martinick as well. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions with wishes for Brenda Nelson and for Aaron Duffy. And happy anniversary to Mary Claire and Sawyer Cruz. All the best, lots of love from Auntie Lou.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Boscobel's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Boscobel, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
We are under the winter weather advisory until noon today, a dense fog advisory for part of our listening area until 9. That fog has really settled in, and again, very slippery roads out there. Mike Jessen Moore warning us just a little bit ago to warn folks to stay off the roads if you don't absolutely have to travel this morning. And so allow a little extra time. They're getting the salt out there. That'll take hold, and things will be better, hopefully, in a couple of hours this morning. We're at 27 degrees. That temp has been rising overnight after a low of 19.
This holiday season, the Family Thrift Shop would like to spread cheer and gratitude.
they're sending heartfelt thanks to their incredible volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success year-round. To celebrate this season of giving, they're offering a half-off sale on everything Christmas now through January 4th. Don't miss it. Follow them on Facebook for updates, and remember, donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4, located at 120 South Main Street. The Family Thrift Shop supports nonprofit organizations right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
Don't forget, you can find all of your craft supplies at the Creative Outlet. This week, you will get 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
Joanne will slip in with the news in just a little bit on this treacherous morning, Thursday, the day after Christmas.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man, he came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a woman became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day ain't got no rain. She said a bad day's when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. His slip sliding, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. God only knows. God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. We're working our jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when in fact we're slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away.
Paul Simon on WRCO Radio for a Thursday. Phil Nee wishing you the best. Thanks for joining us this morning and supporting local radio. Joanne has the news update next. I'll check sports, and we'll have our trivia question of the day next hour.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a foggy and slippery 27 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties until noon today. A dense fog advisory is in effect till 9 in Grant and Iowa counties. Cloudy and foggy with areas of drizzle, scattered freezing drizzle this morning as well with a thin glaze of ice possible, a high of 39. Tonight, fog with drizzle and occasional light rain, a low in the mid-30s. In Richland Center, after a low of 19, it's 27 degrees.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. As mentioned, a winter weather advisory is in effect until noon today. And with the freezing drizzle and freezing fog, there have been some slippery areas. Michael Jessen, Richland County Emergency Management Director, has this message this morning.
Overnight, we experienced with the snow melting as well as the moisture in the atmosphere, we've had some freezing rain and freezing fog. That's caused some ice accumulation on many roadways. We have anywhere between about 3/8, half inch of ice. Some areas are closer to a quarter of an inch of ice on the roadways. So if you are not out and about already, please avoid it for a couple of hours. Richland County Highway Department is out doing some amazing work, as well as some local town patrolmen. But we've got reports of multiple accidents and vehicles off the roadways this morning. So if you're able to stay home for a couple hours and let the salt do its thing, please do that. But if you are out on the roads, take it slower than you think. You're not able to see the ice. You can't differentiate it from the road being wet. So please slow down and be careful and give us a couple of hours to get things squared up. So we've already had quite a few runoffs and a couple of accidents. So please take your time, slow down. We don't want to end the holiday season here in a ditch or in an accident. So we're being dispatched some more as we speak, but just wanted to call and share the message.
Thank you, Michael. Former State Senator George Petak has died. The racing Republican lost a recall election after he switched his vote on a 5-county sales tax to fund a Milwaukee Brewers stadium. First elected to the Senate in 1990, he won re-election 4 years later. But in 1995, Petak twice voted against a proposed sales tax for the stadium that would become Miller Park. The bill passed after he switched his vote the third time it was brought to the floor. Constituents were not happy and his loss to Democrat Kimberly Plack flipped control to the state Senate. After losing, Petak was appointed deputy director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, later serving as a consultant and lobbyist. Petak died Christmas Eve Day at the age of 75. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, chair of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, proudly announced a historic $70 million distribution from the Common School Fund to Wisconsin Public Schools during a press conference held at the Brown Deer Middle and High School last week. This marks the largest distribution in the fund's 175-year history. The Common School Fund, established in 1848, is the only dedicated funding source for many of Wisconsin's public school libraries. For more than 90% of these libraries, it is the sole source of financial support for books, technology, and other essential learning tools. Created from the proceeds of federal land granted to Wisconsin, the fund has grown to $1.5 billion over the PCPL's financial stewardship. Under Secretary Godlewski's leadership, distributions from the Common School Fund have nearly doubled in recent years. The Menominee tribe in Wisconsin has seen a decrease in overdose incidents. Lisa Hale reports.
There's good news out of the Menominee tribe, who in 2022 declared a state of emergency due to the impacts of drug use and addiction. So far this year, the tribe has seen a nearly 70% decrease in overdose incidents. Ben Warrington, the co-chair of the Menominee Indian Tribe Drug Addiction Intervention Team, said the decrease is a result of providing education and resources to those struggling with addiction and substance abuse. While the decrease is good news, there's more to do. Many clinics and treatment centers have seen an increase in the number of patients seeking assistance for mental health and/or addiction issues. Officials say wanting to change is a very positive development, but some hurdles, such as access to care and treatments, program funding, adequate provider staffing, law limitations, and limited resources within jails and prisons, still remain. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a 3% decrease in overdose deaths in the United States from 2022 to 2023.
Thank you, Lisa. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has finally selected a new leader for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Evers announced Monday that he has appointed Karen Hyen as the agency's secretary. The position has been vacant since Adam Payne quit in November 2023 after just 10 months on the job. Tensions between the DNR and Republican legislators have run high since Evers first took office in 2019. The GOP has criticized the agency for everything from over-regulating pollution to buying too much land for preservation. She can serve unconfirmed until the Senate votes to reject her. December is a time to close out the year by making new memories. With just days left in 2024, the American Red Cross asked donors to give blood or platelets now to help those in need enjoy the rest of the holiday season with loved ones. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. This is a busy time for many. In addition to travel, seasonal illness, and the threat of winter weather can also lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. Two opportunities to give the gift of life will be held today. One will be held from 11 to 4 at Merrimack in Maine in Dodgeville. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at Holiday Wholesale in Wisconsin Dells. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating 30 years of endangered resource license plates by offering a $25 rebate for new purchases now through December 31st. The rebate offer is available for people who buy new endangered resource license plates or for current plate holders who switch from one plate design to another. To buy a new plate, visit the Endangered Resources License Plate webpage to download and complete the DNR rebate form and the Wisconsin DOT Endangered Resources License Plate application form. Please allow up to 6 weeks for processing the rebate checks.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Thursday, December 26th. Wayne E. Clark, 71 of Boaz, died November 9th at home. A celebration of life will be held this evening from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca, died December 7th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca. Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died December 15th at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church Friday from 5 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge Plain, died December 16th at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be held at the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center, died December 16th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Fern Evelyn Keenan, 92, of Richland Center, died December 22nd. Private family burial will be held later at St. Mary's Cemetery, Maple Park, Illinois. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Fern Evelyn Keenan, 92, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center, died December 19th at home. No formal services will be held. A private burial will be held in the Mount Tabor Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to Walk with Grace. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Lee Jensen, 71, of Richland Center. David J. Copas Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday, January 11th, at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday, January 11th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. David J. Copas Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Allison Sturba and Caleb Crook had a daughter, Hadley Jo.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feeds, Eat, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. It's 27 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Early indicators suggest it was a strong holiday shopping season.
This new report from MasterCard Spending Pulse shows that between November 1st and December 24th, overall retail sales increased almost 4% compared to a year ago, and we are seeing big growth in e-commerce. Online purchases surged almost 7% from last year, while sales in-store were up about 3%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. It was a white Christmas for millions, but it could also be a stormy day after for parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. There are avalanche warnings in effect for parts of Oregon and Washington. It's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan following the plane crash Wednesday in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. 29 did survive, but the cause of the crash is unknown. Also unknown, why the plane bound for Russia diverted to Kazakhstan. In Indonesia, a service today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 200,000 people. This is ABC.